Today's daf is Brachos daf Yud Ches. We are holding daf Yud Zayin and Beis. We finished the second parak of Maseches Brachos yesterday. Now we begin the third parak of Brachos. Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav. If a person has a dead body in front of him, Pashtos, let's say this is talking about someone who lost one of the Zayin Krovim, so he has the responsibility to bury the dead. Patur Mekriyashma, Minatfilin, we call Mitzvah Samurus Petorah. He's Patur from Kriyashma, from Tfila, from Tfilin, from all of the mitzvahs that it says in the Torah. So right off the bat, a number of questions emerge. First of all, once we say Mikol Mitzvos, why does the Tana first have to say Kriya Shema Tefillah Tefillin? Obviously, Kriya Shema Tefillah Tefillin are already included in Kol Mitzvos and Moros B'Torah. So Tosfos and Yudal Adam and Beis had said that I might have thought that Kol Mitzvos means Dafka the Mitzvos She'im Kavua Lahem Zman. But let's say Kriya Shema, where there's a Zman for Kriya Shema, I would think it's not included because you're going to patur him, he's never going to get it back. That Zman is going to be gone and he's never going to be able to do the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that works very well for the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It also works somewhat well for the Mitzvah of Tefillah, because Tefillah also has a Zman until Dalet Shos. The Shaila is, what does Tosfos do about Tefillin? Tefillin is not Kavul Zman, and yet we still say he's part from Kriya Shema Tefillah Tefillin and called Mitzvos Hamuris Petorah. So Avil Yashiv in his Shiurim says, what you have to say is that since when a person puts on Tefillin, b'chol rega v'rega yeshlo mitzvah saseh b'fnei atzmo, every moment that a person wears Tefillin is a separate mitzvah saseh, it's not like other mitzvahs where there's no difference whether you do it now or you do it later. By Tefillin, you do it, if you do it later, you still didn't do it now. You still lost out on the moments that you could have been doing it. So it's losing out on that mitzvah is considered zmana over, because every moment that passes that you're not wearing tefillin, is a lost opportunity. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Beis Nor Chaim, mitzvasan li yosam alav kol hayom. The ikar mitzvah of tefillin is to be wearing tefillin all day, because every moment lechora is a separate mitzvah of tefillin. There is a discussion in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha quotes machlok as a poskim if min haTorah the chiyuv is to have tefillin all day, or min haTorah really is good enough with a single moment each and every day, and it's only mitirabbanan that we have it kol hayom. But either way, it's a mitzvah overes. Just question whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa overes or a mitzvah d'rabbanan overes. Either way, it's a mitzvah overes. That notion that it's a chiyuv each and every day, that's something we're very used to, but it's not so pashut that it's a chiyuv each and every day. It could be each and every moment, and if I wear it for 2 hours tomorrow, it's the same as wearing it for 1 hour today and 1 hour tomorrow. I remember when I was in YU, we asked Shechter, someone had, he was sick or something and he couldn't put on tefillin, he had a stomach ache, he wasn't able to put on tefillin one day, so he said, what do I do? It's the first day since my bar mitzvah, missing out on the mitzvah tefillin. He said, wear it twice as long tomorrow, stay and learn after davening tomorrow, and you'll wear it twice as long, you'll make up for all those moments of missed time. That's working with the assumption that it's not a mitzvah necessarily each and every day, it's a mitzvah each and every moment that a person is wearing tefillin, so long as you can keep a gufnaki. Obviously we don't wear tefillin all day because we can't keep a gufnaki, but in a context where a person is going to sit and learn a seder right after davening or something like that, so then there's nothing wrong with, not only nothing wrong, it's a mitzvah to keep the tefillin on for a little while. Now, in the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, wait a second, we're talking about someone who's Meso Mutal Lefanov, and we're saying that he's Pata from Tefillin. He's, but an Avel is Pata from Tefillin Kol Yom Rishon, even after the Kvura. The Halach is, we already saw a couple of times, Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha, that an Avel doesn't wear Tefillin. So the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that an Onin is Pata from Tefillin? It should be L'chol HaPachos, like an Avel is Pata from Tefillin, that he has no business wearing a Pe'er, so why does the Tana and the Mishnah have to tell me Meso Mutal Lefanov is Pata from Tefillin? Says the Yerushalmi, begin the Tana Da, that once it tells me Tefillah and Kriyashma, so it goes along with it. With Tefillah and Kriyashma, Tefillin get mentioned along. But in a Chinami, an Avil is going to be Pata from Tefillin anyway, so the Onan is anyway going to be Pata from Tefillin. That's how the Rashba answers also. The Rashba was Mechavi into that Yerushalmi. That's how Yerushalmi and the Rashba say. So the fascinating point is Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayis. Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Chidushim on the Mishnayis over here says there will be maybe a different nafkamina. What if a person is an onain on Chol HaMoed? Magen Avraham writes, an Avil b'yom Rishon would put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed because you're not knowing Avelus on Chol HaMoed. So he would be chayiv in tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But maybe as an onain, that would create the ptur of tefillin from Chol HaMoed. Why didn't the Rashba answer that? Why didn't the Yerushalmi answer that? So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's muchach that the Rashba and the Yerushalmi hold that Chol HaMoed is patur from tefillin. Otherwise, it would have been a great nafkamina. So it must be that they hold that anyway. You're patur from tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that works really well for the Rashba, but we know what the Yerushalmi holds. Tosfos in Menachos on Vav and Beis quotes that the sheet of the Yerushalmi is that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So how are you going to be matarit that the Yerushalmi holds? So you have to say different sheetos in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi reflects, it's really machlokes tanaim whether you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So they reflect different sheetos in Yerushalmi. So why is it that an Avel B'Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin? So the Gemara says, Mishum Shnemer Ben Pe'er, Pe'ercha Chavash Alecha, and an Avel doesn't wear a Pe'er. So there are two ways to understand that halacha. One way to understand that halacha is the way Rashi says it in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, that Kivan Debo Tefillin Pe'er, Va'avel Misgolel Betzaro Ba'ofer Ein Ze Pe'er. Meaning, it's a din in Hilchos Tefillin. The Avelus is a Gnai and a Stira to the Tefillin. So therefore, and that's what Rashi says in Ksuvus also, Vavam Beis, Va'avel Nol Ba'ofer Karno V'rosho Ve'ein Ze Pe'er L'Tefillin. It's not right to do that to the Tefillin, to put it on the head of somebody who right now is an Avel. The other possible way of understanding it is that it's not a din in Hilchus Tefillin, it's a din in Hilchus Avelus. The way Rashi sounds in Sukkah and Daf Fafei, Avel lav bar pe'erhu, ukshemispar marba atzmo she'eno Avel, that by putting on tefillin, it's a chisarn in his Avelus. He's supposed to be acting like an Avel, and putting on tefillin takes away from the Avelus. So is it that the Avelus takes away from the pe'er of the tefillin, or that the tefillin takes away from the Avelus? So from the fact that the Magen Avraham takes it pipshitus, that an Avel and Chol HaMoed is chayiv in tefillin, says Rav Yashiv, maybe we have a raya which way to look at this halacha. Magen Avraham says, the Avel and Chol HaMoed would be chayiv in tefillin, since there are no dinei Avelus. L'chora, that works very well if the Isser is an Isser in Hilchas Avelus. But if you hold the Isser is an Isser in Hilchas Tefillin, maybe on Chol HaMoed it's also for an Avel to be Maniach Tefillin as well. Because it's not totally in Dinei Avelus, which are not knowing on Chol HaMoed, it's totally in the Metzius, that he's a bitter person, he's upset, he's sad, and he just lost a relative. If Kol Zman, that's Meis Lo Meis, that you have a person for whom it is a bitter and sad day, even on Chol HaMoed, that's not appropriate to do to the tefillin, to have someone like that wearing tefillin. And maybe that's why the Yerushalmi doesn't give the nafkamina for Chol HaMoed, because maybe in Chol HaMoed it's also aser for an avel to wear tefillin. So that biur of the Magen Avraham, this whole discussion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is all totally on that understanding of how you understand the iser of an avel to wear tefillin in the first place. So let's go weiter. So he's also potter from Kol Mitzvos Hamuros B'Torah. Actually, before we go weiter, Kol Mitzvos Hamuros B'Torah, that's a din of an onin. An onin is potter from mitzvos. So is an onin allowed to eat a cheeseburger? The halacha is no. An onin is not allowed to violate los aseis. He's potter from mitzvos asei, which most of the time are very easy to categorize. But there are certain mitzvos that we're not 100% sure. There's some debate. What about netilas yadayim? Does an onin have to wash before he eats? Would you say that it's an iser to eat without washing? It's like a losaseh? It's clearly drabanan, but like a losaseh midrabanan? Or it's a mitzvah to wash before you eat? So the Birkei Yosef writes, Asr for an onin to eat without netilas yadayim. An onin also requires netilas yadayim. It's a din in strach truma by tuma that we have an iser drabanan to eat without netilas yadayim that we apply to chulin as well. And therefore, he should do netilas yadayim, but no bracha. Sharetzion in Tafresh Mem, Sufkan Mem Ches, quotes this Birkei Yosef. However, it sounds that the Sharetzion is mitzadid more on the other side, like the Bikuri Yaakov, that an onin is in fact potter from netilas yadayim. What does this relate to? This may relate to what the yisod of the mitzvah netilas yadayim is. Is this just an extension of truma, like the Birkei Yosef understands, where Chazal were gozer that yadayim are shnios, that hands have a status of some level of tuma, and therefore it's usher to eat without netilas yadayim, and the onin would be included in that iser as well, or is it a separate takana? If you recall, a few days ago we mentioned that this is probably a machlokas Rambam and the Ravid, whether this is a separate takana. The netilas yadayim for chulin is a separate takana, or whether it's simply an extension of the din of netilas yadayim for truma. Okay, so the Mishnah Vayta now. So nosei mita, those who are carrying the mita, the coffin, v'chilufein, v'chilufei chilufeihen, and those who they hand it off to, and those who they hand it off to, eshel lefnei mita v'eshel achra mita, both those who have yet to handle the body and those who have already handled the body, eshel lefnei mita tzaruch ben p'turim, those who have yet to handle the body and are still waiting to be involved, they are pater from these mitzvos, v'eshel achra mita tzaruch. But those who have already handled the body and have passed it off, they are going to be chayiv. This lashon of la'achar mita tzorech behem chayavim. If you look at Rashi, v'shalachar mita afim tzorech behem chayavim hol shekvar yatzu yidei chavasim min ameis. Even if there's a need for them, they're still going to be chayiv since they were already yotzei their chiyuv with the mace. So what sort of need is there for them? They already did their job. So Tosfos writes, Halchigar Rashi shalachra amita afilu amita tzrich lem chayavim fi shaliolam lohoi regilin lase shekvar nasu chelkam. V'temuk sasaloshon lefarish maikamra afilu tzrich lem v'aloloi yunosin klalas ameis. What do you mean tzrich lem? What kind of tzrich lem is it if they're not going to be handling the body at all? L'kach nira ki girsas הספרים של לפני המיטה ושל האחר המיטה as shamita tzrich lem p'turin ein tzrich lem chayavin. So it also says they have to change the girsa. The girsa should be that it's one simple rule: those who the mita still requires, who still have some role to play, they're going to be pater. Those who don't have any role to play or already finished, they're going to be chayavin mitzvos, chayavin kriyashma. Ve'elu, but all of them are going to be p'turim min atfila. They're all going to be pater from tefila. Rashi says because after all tefila is lav da'oraisa, so they waved tefila in the presence of a funeral. Kavros hameis v'chazru, if they already buried the dead and now they're going back, im yichol lahaskav ligmar atchaliyah yilushura, if they're able to start and finish kriyashma in the amount of time that it takes to line up before everyone gets to the shura where they line up and they do the nichum avelim of the rabbim, yaschilus, then they should do it. V'im lav lo yaschilu, but if they estimate that there's not going to be enough time, so don't even bother starting. Ha'omdim b'shura, of those standing in the shura, p'nimim p'turim v'chitzonim chayavim, the ones on the inner part of the shura, who are going to be facing the avelim directly as they walk through, are part from kriyashma, but the ones in the outer part of the shura who aren't going to be directly in contact with the avelim are going to be are going to be chayiv in kriyashma. The last line we'll leave out now because it will come up again in the next mishnah. Says the Gemara, mutal fanavin v'sheinu mutal fanavlo, that if the mace is mutal fanav, if you still have the mace in front of you, that's when we have all of these halachos. But if it's not mutal fanav, then apparently these halachos don't apply, and you're going to be chayiv in all these mitzvos. So Ramini, but I ask Astira, misha mace mutal fanav, ochel bebayis acher. If you have a mace right in front of you, so you shouldn't eat in front of the mace. You should go to a different place and eat. V'meim lo bayis acher. You don't have any other place to go to. Ochel bebayis chavero. So go to your friend's house. It doesn't have to be that you need to have two homes. Go to your friend's house and eat. V'meim lo bayis chavero. If you don't have any friends or your friends don't have houses, osa mechitza va'ochel. So then you build a mechitza in between you and the mace, and then you're able to eat. V'mein lo davar lasos mechitza, if you don't have building material to construct a mechitza, machz yopan av yochel, so then you should turn your face and eat that way. V'einu meis av yochel, but what you certainly should not do is you shouldn't eat be'aseba. That's first that you don't do. V'einu ochel basar v'einu shosiyayin. Another thing you don't do is you don't eat meat and you don't drink wine. V'einu mevarich, and you don't make a bracha. V'einu mezamin, you don't make a zimun. V'einu mevarich nalav, v'einu mezamin nalav. Other people don't make a bracha for you, nor do they include you in a zimun. Upatim from kriyashma min atfila mikol mitzvos hamuras b'torah, and you're patim from everything. Kriyashma atfila tefillin, all the mitzvos in the Torah. Ubeshabbos meisav yachol basav shal siyayin umvarich umzamin umvarich nalav umzamin nalav v'chayiv mikol mitzvos hamuras b'torah. And Shabbos all bets are off. You're chayiv in everything, and you're included in everything. Rav Shmuel Liel mitok she nischayiv be'elu nischayiv be'kulan. Rav Shmuel Liel says, yeah, on Shabbos not only are you chayiv in kriyashma and birchas hamazon and tefila and all these other things, you're chayiv in kulan. So Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nai, what's Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel adding that we didn't already know from the Tanakhama? Tashmish Amita Yikabinayu. He's telling me that even Tashmish Amita, that Mitzvah Sona would even apply, that it's according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be chayiv in the Mitzvah Sona on Shabbos, whereas according to the Tanakhama, no, that's a Davar Shebetzina, and you'd be Pater. So why are we quoting all this? Because Katani Mihas, it says explicitly that Pater mi Kriya Shema minatvila mi kol mitzvah samuras betara. That in a case where you go to a bias acher, so it's no longer meso muta lefanav, you went to somebody else's house, because that's what we said you're supposed to do, so we assume you either went to another home of yours or to somebody else's house, you're still Pater from everything. You're still Pater from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So why is it that our Mishnah says meso muta lefanav, that only when the mace is in front of you, you're Pater? It seems that even if the mace is not in front of you, you're in a different home, you're in a different place than the mace, you're still going to be Pater. So I'm Rav Papa, Tirgama Machshir Panav Yochel. No, when we say that he's Pater from all these mitzvos, it's not talking about where you go to buy a sacher. The Braisa didn't only speak of going to a buy a sacher. The Braisa also spoke of the possibility of not having a buy a sacher and therefore having to rely on just turning your face away. And that's where we say that you're Pater from all the mitzvos. But Einachinami, if you have a buy a sacher, you're going to be chayiv in all the mitzvos in the buy a sacher. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says a different answer. Kivan shemuta lav lekovro kemuta lefan of dami. That no, we're misunderstanding the phrase mutal misha meso mutal lefanov. Mutal lefanov doesn't mean that the mace is physically in front of you. Mutal lefanov means it's your responsibility to take care of that mace, and therefore, even if you're in a bias acher, so long as it's your responsibility, that's called mutal lefanov. Shenemar vayakam avra me'al pnei meso v'nemar va'ekbar meisi milfanai kol zman shemuta lav lekovro kemuta lefanov dami. We learn from the Pesukim by Avraham Avinu that so long as it's your responsibility, then it's considered that it's mutal lefanav. Meaning, because by Avraham Avinu, it's called meso, even though it wasn't, the mace was not in front of him at that moment. So that's considered mutal lefanav. So a couple of very important points. First of all, the last Rashi on the last two Rashis on Yudzayinam Beis. Ve'eino mevarich, the onin doesn't make a bracha. Ve'eino tsarich levarich birchas hamotzi. Says Rashi, what does it mean, eino mevarich? He doesn't have to. It's not necessary for him to make, let's say, a birchas hamotzi. Ve'eino mezamein, eino tsarich levarich birchas hamazon. He doesn't have to make a birchas hamazon. If you look at the bottom Tosos, mashu mitok perusho shim rotza levarich, Rashi, sounds from Rashi that if he wants to make a bracha, no problem. The onin is permitted to make a bracha. But the Yerushalmi says that he's not allowed to be machmir to make a bracha. So says Tosfos, when it says einu mevarich, it means he's not permitted to make a bracha. So Yerushalmi says, why is that so? Because it's disrespectful to the mace to be so involved in other things, even in mitzvos and meisim tovim, when you have him to bury. Or another possible reason is that there's not going to be anyone else to take care of the mace. So if you don't take care of it, nobody's going to take care of it. So the nafkamina, the Yerushalmi says, is what if you do have other people to take care of the mace? So that's a nafkamina, very important machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, in general about the permissibility of doing mitzvos when a person is an onein. Now, it's interesting also that Rashi says, Einu Mavarech, he comes up with Birchas Hamotzi as the example. Making a bracha rishona, mitzvah or an iser, right? We said an onin is pater from mitzvahs, but he's still not allowed to violate any isurim. So is making a bracha rishona mitzvah or an iser? So we're going to see later in the Masechta that asalai hanos me'el mazeh below bracha, that it's an iser, it's ki'ilu your moel, it's like violating mi'ila when you get hanos me'el mazeh below bracha. So maybe it's an iser to eat without a bracha. Maybe the onin therefore should have to, it's like eating a cheeseburger. So maybe the onin should have to make a bracha based on that. So that's the kasha all the achronim ask. So Rav Yashiv says the pasha. He says, no, where does the requirement of bracha rishona come from? The Gemara learns it out. Kal v'chomer, k'shu sovem v'varech k'shu rav lo kol shkein. The Torah tells us v'yachalta v'savata v'erachta, that after you eat, you say birchas hamazon. So the Gemara says, kal v'chomer, that if you make a bracha when you're already satiated, kal v'chomer, you should make a bracha when you're still hungry and you really want the food. The food really means after you just feel bloated, you don't really... the food doesn't mean as much to you. Before you eat, it's much more exciting. So you should for sure make the bracha before you eat. So the limud comes from a mitzvah. The limud does not come from an iser. Elamai, once we have the limud for a mitzvah, we associate it with an iser as well. We have the mitzvah of tzedakah. On a daraisa level, the mitzvah of tzedakah is both a mitzvah and an iser. We just read in yesterday's parsha, we just read that lo sa'ameitz, lo sikbots, you're not allowed to close your hand, you're not allowed to be stubborn and not give, these are all lo sa'ameitz. But be'ikr, it's a mitzvah. Be'ikr, it's a mitzvah sa'ameitz to give tzedakah. So sometimes you have things that have a lo sa'ameitz attached to it, but really they're primarily in the category of a mitzvah sa'ameitz. And that's why it's an okay example to give over here, is the example of Hamotzi that Rashi gives. There is a major discussion the Rush has over here in Siman Beis. Rush quotes a Maisa from Rabbeinu Yehuda, who's an Onen, as soon as Shabbos ended. Someone died on Shabbos, and therefore he couldn't say Abdallah on Motzai Shabbos. So the next day, when after the Kavura on Sunday, he also didn't make Abdallah. Someone is not Mavdil Motzai Shabbos, Gmar Pesachim Kofei, Mavdil V'Holich until Tuesday. No, Onen is different, Rabbeinu Yehuda held, because at the time of the Chiyuv Havdalah, he was Pater. Since he was Pater at the Shas Chiyuv, so he felt that the Patur extends all the way through. The Maram Rutenberg is Cholik. He holds, no, after the Kvura and at any point until Tuesday, you have to say Havdalah. What are they arguing about? L'chara, they're arguing about the nature of the Chiyuv of Havdalah. Is the Chiyuv of Havdalah a Chiyuv on Matzai Shabbos? Elamai, if you miss it, there's a Din Tashlumin where you can make it up until Tuesday. Or is the Chiyuv of Havdalah one long Chiyuv till Tuesday? That from Motzai Shabbos till Tuesday is this man Avdallah. If you hold it's only a din and tashlumin, so Motzai Shabbos you missed Avdallah because you were an onein, so you were putter, and therefore there's no tashlumin, you were putter. Why would you have to make it up? You were putter in the Iker Mitzvah. But if you hold it's one long Zmana Mitzvah, so just because you were putter Motzai Shabbos, that's not going to putter you on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's still the Zman of the Mitzvah. One should still be chayiv to say Avdallah. So that's the well-known machlokas that the Rush quotes from Maram Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Yehuda. And he talks about, what about Katan? A Katan Shehigdil on Motzai Shabbos. Maybe we should say the same thing. Katan Shehigdil or Katan that's birthday is on Monday. He becomes Bar Mitzvah on Monday. Should he make Havdalah? So he missed out already on Motzai Shabbos, because even if he heard Havdalah, he was only a Katan. Should he make Havdalah if he becomes Bar Mitzvah on a Monday? So the Chor, if you say that it's one long Zman Chiyuv, so no, he has a Chiyuv now. If it's a Tashlumin, he was Pater then, so he doesn't have to worry about the Chiyuv. But if it's one long Zman Chiyuv, so he has a Chiyuv now. But you could say that there's a difference in that case, that by a Katan, it could be the Chiyuv of Havdalah is only for someone who had a Chiyuv Shabbos. But if he didn't have a Chiyuv Shabbos, then Mela, he has no Chiyuv Havdalah, because he wasn't yet a Gadol that Shabbos. There's a lot more to say about that, but that's the basic discussion about Havdalah when it comes to an Onein. The other major discussion about an Onein is the Yehuda has is, what about Sefira Sa'omer? On the one hand, it's a mitzvah saseh, so he's putter, and if you hold like Tosfos, it's also for him to volunteer the mitzvah. On the other hand, he misses one night and he's going to be done, right? He's not going to be able to say with the bracha anymore. So would you allow him to count without a bracha, just to keep the ritzifas going, maybe for the Sefira Sa'omer? It's an interesting shayla about Sefira Sa'omer. Okay, so weiter in the Gemara though. So meso in avul mishamra lo. So the way the Mishnah formulated the halacha is if you are a relative of the mace, so then you have all these piturim. But if you're just a shomer a mace, so apparently that's not enough to exempt you. I've Tanya, but we have a Bryce that says otherwise. I'm a shomer a mace, alf pishayin a mace. So if you're shomer a mace, even if it's not your own dead, potter mekriyash from mitzvilim and mitzvilim mekalmet samor spetora. So we see that you're potter from everything. So it answers the Gemara, mishamro afal pishayin a mace. Meso afal pishayin a mishamro. Either one would be enough to pot you if either you're related to the person or you're a shomer on the mace. Meso mishamru in aval mahalik mesa kvaros lo. So says, okay, but let's make another diuk. Sounds like if either you're related or you're a shomer ames, you're pater, but if you happen to be walking in the cemetery, you're chayv in all these mitzvos. V'atanya lo yahalichad in besak faros tefillin brosh v'sefer Torah b'zro v'korei v'moskein over mishum loig l'rosh charefosehu. Isn't it a violation of loig l'rosh to be walking in a besak faros with tefillin and a sefer Torah and all these things? So even though it's neither a relative of yours, nor are you given the responsibility of being shomer the mace, and so Gemara, that's a different halacha. Hasam toch arba amos who da'asu chutz arba amos chayiv. Da'amar mar mace tofes dalar amos u'kriyashma hacha chutz dalar amos nami pater. When it comes to the mace or to the korov of the mace or the shomer mace, so then even beyond dalar amos of the mace, he's going to be pater. When it comes to someone who just happens to be in the cemetery, it's only a violation of loig l'rosh within dalar amos of the mace. Very interesting halacha over here, that if he's going in a basic forest, still in brosh and sefer Torah b'zroo, so it's a violation of loig l'rosh. Is the isser of loig l'rosh chal only when he's mekayim a mitzvah in front of the mace, or even if he just has a cheftza shal mitzvah that he's flaunting in front of the mace? From the lashon of the Gemara, lo yahalichad in basic forest utfilin brosho v'sefer Torah b'zroo v'korei, it sounds like holding the Sefer Torah alone would not have been loig l'rosh. It's because he's holding the Sefer Torah, v'korei, and he's reading from the Sefer Torah. So he's doing a mitzvah also. And that's what's mashma from the Gemara. Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Yonasan, Havushakli, V'azim Beis HaKvaros, Havukashay, Ditchiltad, Rabbi Yonasan, we're going to see soon that his tzitzis were dragging on the floor. So he said, don't let your tzitzis drag in the cemetery. It's going to be loig l'rosh. Sounds like you cover up the tzitzis and you don't explicitly show that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, then it's okay. It's not a problem of loig l'rosh. However, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchus Avel, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Ram writes, Lo yelech adam betoch dal ramo shel kever utfilin biyado v'sefer Torah b'zroo. Period. He doesn't say v'korei. Just says you're holding a Sefer Torah. From Lashon the Ram, sounds like it's loig l'rosh, even holding tefillin, Sefer Torah, and tefillin b'yad, you're holding the tefillin. It doesn't even have to be that you're wearing the tefillin. You have this cheftza shel mitzvah in front of you at this moment. And that's what's mashma from the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah as well. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Lo yochaz adam Sefer Torah b'zro v'yikonis bo l'beis ha-merchatz l'beis ha-kisei o l'beis ha-kvaros. He puts it all together. There are certain places you just don't bring a Sefer Torah. Beis ha-merchatz, beis ha-kisei, beis ha-kvaros. It's just not appropriate to bring a Sefer Torah in those places. Because the Mishnah says that the reason it's loig l'rosh is because he holds that achiza Sefer Torah is also a mitzvah. Unbelievable, no? What a chiddush. That even holding the Sefer Torah is considered a mitzvah, even if you're not doing anything with it. So that minhag that many people have, that that we don't really allow here, that after a person does hagba, they find the smallest kid they could possibly find, because they don't want to hold the Sefer Torah, and they say, here, hold this, let's take a chance, and see if you can manage, and hand it off to a child. Not only is it wrong in terms of the obvious bizayin to the Sefer Torah and risk you're taking of a child, of a 6-year-old, dropping a Sefer Torah, but it's also inappropriate in terms of showing, I'm not interested in this mitzvah, here, you take it. So that's not an appropriate way to treat a Sefer Torah. But anyway, the Rambam holds the Yisra of Loig L'Rosh is that you bring a cheftza shel mitzvah into the Beis HaKvaros. That seems to be fundamental machlokas Rishonim over here. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Two dots, two lines, four lines go wide, do chesam and alf. Gufa. Hamashamar, semes alf pishen omeso, potam, kriyash, mamut filim, minut filim, mikal mitzvah, muras betorah. If you're a shomer omes, even though you're not related to them, you're potam from all the mitzvahs. Hayishnaim, zemeshamar vzekore, zemeshamar vzekore. But if there are two people, two shomrim, so let one of them guard, and while one of them guards, the other one will say shema, and vice versa. Benazi, amaribam, bisfina, menichu, bezavazum, espalin shneim, bezavazacheris. But let's say there are two guards for the mace, but they're on a boat, so then they could both leave them in one corner of the boat, no one's coming on, no one's taking anything, no one's taking the mace, no one's stealing the mace, they're on a boat, and then go to the other corner and they can both say Kriya Shema. My Benayu, so what's the difference between Ben Azai and Tanakama? What do they disagree with each other? So I'm Ravina Choshen Lachbarim, Yikabirai, Marsav Cheshin, Marsav Lo Cheshinan. Yeah, no one's coming on the boat, but there might be, the Tanakama is worried that there are Achbarim even on the boat, and Achbarim could get to the mace. So when you're worried about Achbarim, that's why you really need a Shomer. The Shomer is there not just because of spirit reasons that the mace shouldn't be alone. Shomer is there to actually physically guard the mace, to make sure nothing happens to the dead body. Tan Rabbanan, Hamolach Hatzamus Makom Makom, Areza Leitneim Bidiskia, Vietneim Al Gabi Chamar. You shouldn't put if you're bringing the bones of a dead body from one place to another, don't just put them in a sack and put them on a donkey, Vierka Valayim, and ride on them. Because that's obviously a bizayin to the mace. But if you're worried that Goyim are going to attack you, bandits are going to attack you, mutter, then it's permissible. Kedarik shamru batzamos, kachamru b'sefer Torah. And the exact same thing that we allow for schlepping bones, we allow for sefer Torah as well. Aheya. So what do we mean? Which part is that going on? The part that you're not allowed to put it in the diskia and write on it, or the part that you are allowed to if you're worried about nachrin? So if it's just about the Isser, so then obviously you're not allowed to sit on a Sefer Torah. Ela Sefa, obviously it must be that we're talking about the Sefa that you are permitted when you're worried about Nachrim and you're worried about listing. If a person sees a mace and is not malava the mace, so he violates Loig Larash. And if you are malava the mace, what's the skar? That it's considered who's the greatest dal, the greatest avion is the mace. So if you're malava him, so that's a wonderful thing. So you get great schar. It's as if you lent money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if God owes you one when you are malava mace. Now this is a little different. This is different than the halacha we have in Maseches Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos talks about when you're mevatel Talmud Torah for otzaas hamace, and the Gemara says that if it's a person who's a learned person, so just like the Torah was given with 600,000 people, unless you know there are going to be 600,000 people at the Levaya, you have to go to that Levaya to be mashlum the number 600,000. Because just like it was given with 600,000, when Torah is taken away from us, it should be taken away with 600,000. But that's when the mace doesn't pass in front of you. You just know that there's a Levaya going on. Over here we're talking about the mace is passing right by and you decide not to be malava the mace. A little bit of a different halacha. Very, very unclear how to practically apply that halacha Maseches Ksuvos. Amin Chazalazer points out, in our communities, you live in a large city like New York, let's say, people die every day, so you can be Mevatel Talmud Torah every, and there's never 600,000 people at the Levaya, so you can be Mevatel Talmud Torah every single day. It's going to be crazy. No one's Torah Matei Aleha. No one's ever going to work, no one's ever going to learn, no one's ever going to do anything. So very, very difficult to figure out practically how to apply that halacha. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason have a shakli v'azli b'beis ha-kvaros. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason were going in a b'beis ha-kvaros. Have a kashad yitzchiltet Rabbi Yonason. So Rabbi Yonason's tchelas, his tzitzis, were dragging on the floor. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Dalia, pick them up. You don't want the mason to say, oh, tomorrow these guys are going to join us, and now they're mocking us that we're not able to do mitzvos, and they're still able to do mitzvos. Amalei Umi Yadi Kulehai says, you think the mason know what's going on? Doesn't the pasuk say mason don't know anything? So what are we worried about? Amalei Karisa Lo Shanisim Shanisa Lo Shilashta. If you learned once, you didn't chazer, and if you chazer, you didn't chazer enough. Im Shilash Lo Pirshul, and if you chazen enough, then you never understood it fully. Ki ha-chayim yodim she-yemusu, elu ha-tzadikim she-bimisasa nikru chayim. The ha-chayim yodim she-yemusu refers to tzadikim who even in their death are called alive. Shnem rabbanayo ben yoyoda ben ish chay, rav pa'olim mekabatzel, hu hika shnei ari el moav, hu yard vikas ari b'toch habar b'yom ha-ishaleg. So the Gemara is going to take each phrase in this pasuk and tell us what it means. So again, the subject of the pasuk is b'nayo ben yoyoda. So we say ben ish chay. He is a Ben Ish Chai. Atu kuli alma b'nei mesin inu. What, is everyone else the son of dead people? El Ben Ish Chai shafilu b'miusaso karu chai. He's called a Ben Ish Chai because even in his death he's called alive. Rav pa'olim kabatzel shariba v'kibetz pa'olim l'Torah. That phrase means that he increased the number of workers for Torah that are out there. V'hu hika shnei ariel moav. What does that mean? Shelo iniach kamoso lo b'mikdash rishon v'lo b'mikdash sheni. That there was no one like him during the entire period of the first base of Mikdash or the second base of Mikdash. Vuhu yarad vihika sari b'tocha bar b'yom ishaleg iga da amri de tavar gezize de barda v'nachas v'taval. That he would break through ice in order to go and do a tevila in order to be tavel himself. Iga da amri de tanis sifra de beirav b'yom de sitfa. That on a winter day he would learn the sifra de beirav. But whatever it was, he was a very great man. Why are we quoting all this? Sifra de beirav, Rashi says, is Torah's Kohanim. Nachas v'tavel, Rashi says, l'kiryo, k'dei lasuk p'torah. He wanted to learn, and he needed to be tovel, because he was a Balkari, and he would not have been permitted to learn, had it not been for the ability to be tovel. So Maratzchayis wonders, tzorachin l'chara, dari tefila l'balikari, Ezra tikein. Historically, it doesn't work out. Ezra, the Gemara in Baba Kama, daf tebe, says, Ezra was mesakein tefila for balikari. So why would Benoyo Benyoyad, he was way before Ezra, so this takana didn't exist. So why would he have to be tovel for his carry? It's difficult to figure out. Maybe there was some sort of Indian midoraisa, even if not a chiyuv midoraisa, to be tovel for carry. prior to learning Torah. But why are we quoting all this? Because we're saying that sometimes the word mace doesn't mean mace, and sometimes the word chai doesn't mean chai in the conventional sense. Sometimes when we say someone is a chai, we mean it could even be a dead person. But because a tzaddik even means sasim, kriyin chayim, and sometimes a mace could even be a live person. The rishayim, v'amesim meinim yodim uma. So the Gemara continues and tells us, and that's exactly why one of these amaroi misunderstood the pasuk. It says, mason don't know anything. Who's that referring to? That's referring to Rishayim, that Bechayim are already called dead. Or you can learn from a different pasuk. Let the dead man die with the testimony of two witnesses. So he's alive, but he's considered to be dead already because he's a Rasha. So you see that people are considered to be a mace even when they're alive if they are a Rishayim. So we have not yet solved whether dead people know anything or not. This is something that people generally assume, that the dead know everything that's going on. They talk to the dead and they assume that when people generally assume, yeah, that at Simchas you always hear, he's with us and he's happy and he's celebrating with us. It's a major machlokas in the Gemara. That's this whole amud. Do the dead people actually know? So for whatever reason, whether it's because it's more comforting or whether it's because we actually hold that way, we paskin this way in Hashkafa, people generally assume one way in this machlokas, but that's what this amud is about. B'nei Rabbi Chiya nofuk l'kirisa ayakalu talmudayu. The B'nei Rabbi Chiya had to go somewhere and be involved in business, and they forgot their learning as they were distracted by all their learning, by all their work. Have a kometzari lat kure. So they were very strained to try to remember their learning. It was causing them great tsar. Amle chad l'chavre yod avun b'hayt tsara. So the one of them said to the other, "You think Dad, who's no longer alive, you think he knows about the tsar that we're suffering now because we forgot our learning? That's what's worth having tsar about, that they forgot their learning." Samle idach mina yada. The other one said, "Well, how would he know? He's dead." Vaksiv yichabdu bana v'lo yeda. That his sons could honor him, but he won't know about it. Meaning the neshama maybe raised in higher places. That certainly, the Zechuyos that his children do are great for his neshama, but he may not know exactly what they're doing, what they're not doing. So Amalei Idach, V'lo Yoda, how could you say he doesn't know? V'aksiv, Ach Besor Olav Yichav, V'nasho Olav Te'avel. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, what does that mean? Kasher Rima L'meis Kemachat V'basar Achai. That when a worm gets into a dead body, that it's actually painful for the body. So says Mar, no, that's not a raya that he knows what's going on in the world. Amri B'tzar D'tu Yadi, B'tzar D'achrina Lo Yadi. Maybe he's aware of his own tsar, but he's not aware of anyone else's tsar. So frankly, Mar Velo, is he really unaware of other people's tsar? V'atanya, Maisa B'chassad Echad Shnasin Dina La'ani B'erav Rosh Hashanah B'shnei B'tzores. One time there was a Chassad Echad, it was a year of famine, but it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he felt bad, and even though he didn't have any money himself, he gave his last dinar to an ani, and it was famine time, V'knitaso Ishto, and his wife was none too happy with him for giving away the last bit of money on Erev Yantif to an ani. V'halach L'an B'sakvaro. So he had to sleep on the couch, except not the couch, he had to go sleep in the Beis HaKvaros. So V'shama Shtei Ruch HaShem Sabra Zulazu, and here two spirits talking to each other. Amra Chadal Chaverta, one of them said to the other, one spirit said to the other, Chavirasi, Boi V'nashut Ba'olam V'nishma Me'achari Pagur Ma'Paranus Ba'olam. Hey, let's go see what, let's go travel around and see what, hear from Achari Pargod, from what types of Gzeros are being made for terrible things to happen in the world. So Amra Lachaverta, so the friend said, Eini Yechol HaShani Kvur B'Matzal Shalkanim, I can't, I'm sorry, I'm buried in a mat of reeds, and therefore I can't do it. Tzlach explains that even though all of these Agaritas have much, much deeper meanings, B'derech Pashtus, maybe you could say that the Neshama can't completely separate from the Guf until the Guf decomposes. And in a Matzal Shalkanim, it stops the Guf from decomposing. So this Neshama was sort of locked in a little bit. So Elo L'chiyat V'masha Atshamas, I'm released. So how about you go and you report back to me? So Alchi V'shatu Ba'a V'amr L'chaverta Chavarasi Masha Mat V'Achorei Pargus. She came back and she asked, "New, what did you hear?" Amla Shamati Shakala Zareya B'Ravi Rishona Bered Malka Oso. He said, "Bered Malka Oso." He said, "I heard that anyone who plants in the first rainy season, so there's going to be a massive hailstorm and it's going to destroy all the plants that you plant if you try to plant in the first rain." Halachu V'Zar B'Ravi Ashniya. So he kept all of his seed. He didn't plant anything in the first Raviya. He waited till the Raviya Ashniya. Shalkala Olam Kulo Laka Shalol Lo Laka. Everyone else's crops were destroyed. His crops were great. Supply and demand, he made a killing off of it. L'shana, no pun intended. L'shana Acheres, the next year, Halach Lan Beis HaKvaros, he again went to sleep in the Beis And he again overheard these two ruchas talking to each other. Let's do that fun game where we listen to all the piranhas that are going to happen in the world. Remember, I told you I can't go because I'm buried in a mat of reeds. You go here, whatever you hear, tell me. She came back and she asked, "New, what did you hear?" Amla shamati shkolazer hazareb revia shnia. She doubled malko. So wind blasts are going to destroy anyone who waits till the second rainy season to plant. It's going to destroy all the crops. So halach zareb revia rishona. So this guy with insider information went and he planted in revia rishona. Shalkol alam kula nishtaf shalol lo nishtaf. So everyone else's crops were destroyed. His weren't. Right, at some point, you know, the wife has to realize, how come your investments are returning such a higher rate than everybody else's investments? Are you that brilliant? I don't think so. So why is it that you're able, last year, everyone else got destroyed, you didn't? So he told her the whole story. So Amru lohay yom watim wasn't very long. At shenafla ketata ben ishto shalosu chassid ubein ima shalosu riva. There was a time where that the wife of that chassid who had now heard about her husband's story got into an argument with the mother of that girl who was buried in the mat of reeds and was therefore not able to separate her guf from her neshama. So Amru lohay said to her lechiv areich bilcha shikvur machzal shalkanim. So she used that information as a way of practicing onaz devarim. Of hurting the other person, insulting her. Yeah, go take care of your daughter who you had the chutzpah to bury in a mat of reeds. L'shana acharis halach v'lan beis hakvaros. The next year, he went to the beis hakvaros v'shamal san ruchos v'msapru zu mzu, and he heard those ruchos talking. Amr l'chavirasi bo v'noshel ba'olam v'nishma me'achari apargur ma'pronos ba'oliolam. Let's try to play our game again. Let's go hear what's going on. Amr l'chavirasi anichani dvarm she'bini l'veinach kvar nishmu ben achayim. And now the girl in the mat of reeds said, listen, we shouldn't do this anymore. Someone's eavesdropping. They're listening in. So we shouldn't do this anymore. So Alma, why do we quote the whole story? Alma Yadi. The dead people know what's going on. They knew that it was heard. So now maybe someone else died and came and reported it to them up in Shemayim. But maybe they wouldn't know otherwise. But it's unbelievable. Even according to the Shita that Mason don't know anything, we assume that they can find out by other people who die and come talk to them up in Shemayim. Tashmad, Ziri of a Mifkid Zuzi, Gabi Yushpa Zichsei, Ziri gave us a pikadon, money by his host, Adasi Vazil Beirav, to Shkiva. So when he went back from Yeshiva, he came back, the person had died. Azal Basra, the Chatzar Maves, Armala Zuzi Hecha. So he went to the Chatzar Maves, to the Beis HaKfar, and said, where's my money? Armalei Zil Shaklinu Mitusei Bitsanur Didasha Biduch Plan. So she gave him the exact instructions under the bar of the door in a certain place. And once he's talking to the dead, she says, do me a favor, tell my mother to send my comb and my makeup with my friend who's going to be joining me tomorrow. So the friend got some very difficult news, I guess, that day. But Alma Yadi, the point is, you see that the mason know what's going on. So Dilma Doma Kadamu Machrazlu. No, maybe that's different. Maybe the Malach called Doma, who's apparently in charge of mason, made the announcement that tomorrow this person is going to die. Maybe that they announced. They announced who's going to die, who's going to be joining them up in Shemayim soon. But it doesn't mean that they know everything that's going on down here. Tashma, another raya. Tavod Shmuel have come after the Gabe Zuzi Diasmi. Avod Shmuel, Shmuel's father, had money that belonged to Yisomim that he was supposed to guard over. Kinach nafshei lov Shmuel gabei, and when he died, Shmuel wasn't with him. Havakokarle baruch Zuzi diasmi, and they were making fun of Shmuel. They were saying, "You're the son of the guy who took the money from Yisomim and never returned it." So Azal abashrei lechatzar mavis. So Shmuel said, "Okay, I got to speak to my father." So he went to the Beis HaKvaros. Amruluhu beina Abba. So he said, "Listen, I need to speak to Abba." Amrulei. So they said to him in Shemayim. Abba Tuvi Ikahacha. There are a lot of Abbas over here. You know, it's a lot of people's Abbas are here. So Amaluhu, beaten his question. Abba is his father's name. If it was his father's name, how is he allowed to say his father's name? Isn't that a violation? Let's say Abba is also a name. So if it's your father's name, are you allowed to call your father Abba? So as Rav Eliashib discussed, not so pashut at all. Amaluhu, beina Abba Baraba. He says, I want Abba Baraba. Amarle, Abba Baraba Nami Tuvi Ikahacha. You have a last name, maybe. You know, we have, you can't, that's not enough. We need more information. So Amaluhu, beina Abba Baraba Avod Shmuel. Now, I want Abba Baraba, the father of Shmuel. Hecha, where is he? So Amarle, Salik Lemasifta Derekia, he's up in the Yeshiva Shalmaila. Adhachi, while he was, Shmuel was going to see his father, Chazil Levi de Yosef Avrai, he saw Levi sitting outside the base medrash in the Masifta Derekia. Amarle, Amayas Haftav Avrai, why are you outside? My time a little selecta, why weren't you allowed in? So Amarle, Da Amarle, Kolki Anach Shani, the Slikla, the Masifta de Rebbe, Efes Vach Lishte Ledaite, Lomailin and Lach Lemasifta Derekia. For all the years that I didn't go into the base medrash of Rebbe, and it got him upset that I was sitting out, so they're not letting me into the Masifta Derekia. Adachi Bachi Asa Avua. So while that conversation was going on, Shmuel's father showed up. Chazi Dav Kabachi Va'achich, and he saw that he was crying and smiling. Amalei, my time Kabachis. He said, why are you crying? So Amalei, De La'agil Ka'asis, because you're going to be coming here very soon, and I'm sad that you're going to die so young. My time Achikas. Okay, why are you smiling? De Chashivas Bahayal Matuba. You're so chashim in this world. You asked for me, no one knew who I was, but you said, Shmuel! Dad, and then everyone knew exactly who I was. So he says, look, if I'm so chashiv, I have a request. Let Levi into the base medrash. By Lu Levi, they let Levi into the base medrash. But he says, here's what I really came for. Where's the money of the Yisamim? He says, I hid it underneath the mill. The upper money and the lower money are yours. The middle money belongs to the Yisamim. Why did you hide the money of the Yisamim right in between our monies? I wanted the top money to be ours, so if Ganavim come, they'll find our money, not the Yisomu's money. And I figured if the earth starts making the money disintegrate, I wanted that to happen to our money, not the Yisomu's money. So I sandwiched the Yisomu's money in. But bottom line is Alma Diadi. You see that the Mason knows what's going on. It says, Marno, Dilma Shani Shmuel, keeping the Chash of Kadmi Machrazi Panamakam. Maybe that it's different because Shmuel was so special that they made an announcement up in Shemayim, everyone make room, because Shmuel is going to be joining us in Shemayim. Okay, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll pick up 3 lines from the bottom.